Welcome, everyone, to WFHR's Playmakers. We hope you're having a great afternoon out there. Got your host, James, behind the mic. Thanks so much for joining me, everybody. I have got a great co-host today. All of you, you guys are my co-host today. Call up and join the conversation. Fill the, you know, be our pitch hitter for Seth and Randy as I'm going to be doing the show solo today. Welcome to the new day as well here at WFHR, where we're here enjoying your afternoons with you. Thank you so much for helping us be able to do this. Can't do it without our great sponsors. Big thank you to Quality Plus Printing. Getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. Greatly appreciate them. And, of course, they joined us this morning. We had Phil on this morning on the morning show with our Wicked Awesome Word Wednesday. Be sure to join us every Wednesday at around 8:45 in the morning, and we hang out with Phil and get that Wicked Awesome Word. We want to hang out with you, everybody. Got fun things to talk about today. The WIAA set down a new bill. I kind of gave a new vote on implementing the shot clock. I want to get into that with you. This new Texas baseball coach, that we got to touch on that. We've got that one coming up for you. We've got Rafters conversation to have as well. Boys are in action again tonight. Want to talk about that. It is also going on tonight, the NBA draft. Got that going on. Want to talk with that about you. In the time, in the only the day that we have been away, which is really cool to say. Man, that felt really good to say, actually. The Florida Panthers are Stanley Cup champions. I got some interesting stats on that one that I want to touch on and our stat of the show. Also, a Warren Spahn stat for our stat of the show. got that coming up. And if we're going to talk baseball, I want to talk Brewers with you. Brewers, another victorious day for them. A sweep, I believe, of the Texas Rangers for your Brewers. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. Call up and join the conversation. You are our director. You are our producer of the show. Wherever direction you want to go, we'll go that way. At some point today, I definitely want to get into something else with y'all, and I don't know how many people have heard about this, but I find it really interesting regarding the NFL and the salary cap. There is the NFL is doing kind of a soft launch. If I'm Marvel, if I'm DC, and I'm thinking about making a casting decision with a big character that everybody loves, what I usually do nowadays is I'll slip it to a reporter or two. And you can't use my name. You know, you say this just, you know, unconfirmed sources say that James and Jay Maloff is going to be the next Gambit. Who's this guy? I've never heard of him. What's this? And, you know, and then they feel it out and see how it goes. And sometimes they go with that decision. Sometimes they don't. I believe the NFL does this too, like a lot of sports leagues, though. And it's smart. It's a soft launch. It's a good way to kind of see how these things go for the, you know, next thing you're going to do. And what they're talking about right now in the NFL with the salary cap is having a separate QB salary cap, a quarterback salary cap. I find this very interesting. And I think you, as Green Bay Packer fans, are going to find this very interesting. If you don't right now, you should, well, any minute now when Jordan Love signs his new contract, or his extension, I should say, to his contract. I've tried to kind of not talk about this because I kind of felt like it was much ado about nothing, the Jordan Love contract situation. You've got enough people anyway talking about it. I'm not going to give you any insight on this that, you know, you haven't heard already, maybe, or you haven't thought yourself, more than likely, because chances are, with the talking heads that are out there, you've already thought this yourself and yelled it at your TV or your radio. But I also thought, well, why talk about it? I'm going to talk about it, and then they'll make the call. They'll sign him. He'll be signing his name. It's going to happen any day. And then we see contract after contract getting signed by some of these young quarterbacks, and it just keeps going up to the point where you've got a Trevor Lawrence, who I don't believe anybody in the NFL would legitimately say is the second best quarterback in the league, but he is paid like it. That's Trevor Lawrence. And you've still got Dak Prescott, who's got to sign a contract. And as they play chicken with him on that one. So every day you wait, this contract has the opportunity to get bigger and bigger and bigger and take up more of your salary cap, to where you have this albatross over your salary cap. And you are in the same position that you have been in for almost the last 20 years, whether it is Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers, in that contract. Now, though, with this wiggle, if you have a QB separate salary cap, that changes everything. And I don't see the harm in it.
I feel like sometimes, especially with sports, and the older the sport, the more we do this, we treat some of these things in rules or, you know, unwritten rules, if you will, about these sports, like they're in the Bill of Rights. The NFL made the salary cap. The NFL made these decisions. They could do this if they want. All they got to, of course, do is get the 32 owners to agree to it. And I really don't see a big pushback on this one. I'm curious what you all think about that. I genuinely think that it's not only a good idea for the sport, I'm beginning to think that it's you need it. It's this or you're going to be seeing, you're never going to see good quarterbacks win Super Bowls or be in the playoffs almost anymore. Because it's going to be harder and harder for these teams to fill the key positions with good players if 20 to 25% of your contract, your salary cap is locked up with one player who may not even be available. Because how many quarterbacks do you feel confident are going to be able to play not 17 games? That's not the goal. And that's not the way these players approach it. That's not the way most of us as fans approach a team. You don't want them to just be able to play 17 games. That's a regular season. What about the playoffs? I need at least three or four more games out of you. So we're talking up to 20-some games from a quarterback. How many quarterbacks in the NFL do you feel confident in saying could make it 20-some games in an NFL season? So there's that too. I think having a separate salary cap is almost necessary for the survival of the NFL as we kind of enjoy it in this way. It's not going to kill the sport. Certainly not. But it ain't like these contracts are going down. And while things didn't, you know, you had a lot of people with the Deshaun Watson contract, screaming that the sky is falling and this is going to change everything, and it didn't. Everybody looked at Cleveland as, that's a knucklehead move. We're not doing that. However, I see Kirk Cousins sign the contract he does in Atlanta for the guaranteed money he does. When, let me just double check, just to be fair about this journalistically. Yes, Kirk Cousins has never even, I don't know if he's ever even been to the Super Bowl as a fan, let alone as a player. So it's, again, not as if they're learning any lessons here, and it's not as if the contracts are going down. Having a separate cap, I'm curious about for you out there, are they, I don't know, for lack of a better word, are they cheating in a way? The NFL, that is. By kind of like, well, what keeps these teams even is having a salary cap, so that Dallas and Green Bay are on the same level in all of this. Does it change that? Kind of curious. Curious what you think. Also want to hear your thoughts on the board voting with the WIAA recently. For those that didn't hear the news today, the board voted 6-4 against implementing the shot clock for the 26-27 school year with the option of including it in the non-conference play for 25 and 26. Had it been approved, it of course when it went to the membership vote in the 25 annual meeting. What are your thoughts on that? Regarding high school basketball, excited about it, like it, don't even notice. Yeah, let me know what you're thinking here. Certainly getting into some more things that were decided at the board's decision. Spectators who are ejected from competitions will be required to take a free online sportsmanship class and serve a one-game suspension before returning. I'm all right with that. I'm good with that. I don't know if it's excessive, But I know fans can be excessive. I know that anybody, I don't agree with taking things out on professional referees and umpires and such, but they are paid very well, much like athletes. They are paid to do a job. They know what they signed up for. But on a high school level, if you're losing it on a high school referee or umpire or anything, I don't care what the call is. It could be the most crazy call you have ever seen in sports history. If you lose your mind on one of these people who is more than likely volunteering or at the very least making a couple of bucks doing this so that your kid can go and play these games, they're getting off light considering this. I would like to add one thing to this. Again, spectators ejected from competition will be required to take a free online sportsmanship class and serve a one-game suspension before returning. Along with that, I say you got to ref a game. Put your money where your mouth is. You get out there and do it. Make them do it. We need umpires. We need refs. We need people to be able to call these games for kids so we can continue to have great high school sports and great high school moments. So make them do it. See how good they are. Maybe every once in a while you'll find somebody, you know what, I like this. This ain't so bad. The owner of the Chicago Bears, George McCaskey, this is something he likes to do. He referees and umpires high school games and stuff. Some people, it's a way to be close to the game while, you know, you can't play necessarily. And in a lot of ways, you're not going to find a better seat in the house. Again, what do you think? Am I losing my mind? Am I going crazy? Or do you think that, you know what, every once in a while, he's got something. Not often, but, you know, every once in a while, he's got a good idea there. I think along with this, you have them ref these games. You have them umpire these games. You put them out there and put them to work. You want to be a knucklehead? Let's give them, let's be honest about what high school athletics is supposed to be about. I'm not saying it is or it isn't. That varies from people to school and all that. What it's supposed to be about is raising good individuals, showing people what sports can bring out of us and the good that it can make and create. The Florida Panthers and Edmonton Oilers went as deep into a season as any NHL teams ever have. No NHL teams have ever played as long as these two teams just did. Nobody in sports were more beaten than these teams. Nobody. At the end of it all, shook hands. They all shook hands. That's sports. That's the way it's supposed to be. So I think it's not a bad idea. We'll get into a couple of other WIA board's decisions today in a second. Let's take a call. Good afternoon. You're in the game.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How you doing?
I'm awesome.
What's on your mind?
I have some thoughts about a lot of things.
Oh boy. Okay. So I'm just gonna. I'll go ahead. Back off. You go right ahead. You go.
No, they're all good thoughts. No. Okay. So the shot clock for the WIAA. I think that's awesome that they voted that down, because in high school, I think it's about fundamentals. And let's not put all these college constraints on high school kids.
I completely disagree. It ruins the essence of the game. It ruins the essence. No, I'm sorry. I just, you know, that's what sports talk radio is. We're supposed to, you know, fight and debate and everything. But I agree with you. So I didn't know what else to do. I did. But keep going, please.
Okay, let's argue about something else.
We'll find some. So,
exactly.
To you, it's more about the fundamentals at that level. Having a shot clock doesn't really help with that.
No. Now, granted, a sixth grade or eighth grade or freshman JV boys basketball game, the score is sometimes 2-1 in the third quarter. And that's hard to watch.
Yeah, yeah.
But those kids, they already have enough pressure on them trying to just set a pick and roll, do any of those things. And then you add a shot clock to it. And I know we're not doing a shot clock in ninth grade or sixth grade or anything like that, but it's just too much. They're just kids.
I appreciate that too. You bringing that up, because while we love these kids, we love these games being played. We're also not expecting, you know, to see the NBA finals. We're not, and we're talking specifically about basketball here. But yes, as an example, I think that's a good thing to bring up, because these games are not about winning and losing. They're not about entertainment necessarily, as they are, you know, for one, as parents, we get to see our kids out there playing these games. It's fun. I enjoyed seeing my little brother play. I can't imagine seeing my, you know, son play or something like that. That'd have been really fun. And it's more about that. If you're going there expecting to see, you know, a young LeBron James or something, you know, that's on you. That has nothing to do with these kids.
Yeah, or if you're living through your kid vicariously, that's a huge F too, because you can't do it. Like, I'm sorry that you didn't make your high school baseball team because of some ridiculous reason, or your high school basketball team.
I could
not
have been
put all that pressure on your kid to do it for you.
I could have been a contender. I could have been a contender. What are your thoughts on the spectators being ejected from competition, requiring a take a free online sportsmanship class and serve a one game suspension?
So actually, I'd like to add a little more to that. I think they should do all of that and pay a fine. Mm. If you want to get back in, guess what? Donate to the Booster Club. It's going to cost you $100 at least for your first infraction. Because people like that, if you are at a high school basketball game or whatever, baseball, I don't care what it is, and you're yelling at the referees and umpires, that is like, that's just who you are. And sometimes the only way to maybe not stop those people, but is to maybe deter them, maybe go sit out in the outfield, is let's hit your pocketbook. Because they're still going to go to the game, but you're not going to be able to hear them, and they're not putting all that negative energy out there.
Yeah. And it still means something. I know that on a pro level, well, if you can't go to a game at Arrowhead or something, you just watch it on ESPN or ABC or CBS or whatever. Mm-hmm. These high school games are not like that necessarily. And even if they are, you don't have the you know, emotional tie-in that you do.
Quality.
For a matter as well. You said you had a number of thoughts. Did you have anything else you wanted to get to?
Yes. So the other thing I wanted to talk about was the NFL salary cap. Mm-hmm. So... That is the NFL. I'm not going to talk about the money part. I want to talk more about injuries and our quarterbacks. First of all, if you have an awesome offensive line, go for it. Let's play 20 games. No big deal, because that guy's not getting drilled and hit every play. If you don't put your money in your offensive line, if you're left and your left tackle, your tackles, your guys, and your quarterback gets drilled every series, guess what? That guy's not going to last the season. And actually, your O-line probably isn't going to either. Hmm. And it's too much to put on a young quarterback. And we all know as they get older, if they don't, let's be honest, they all take care of their bodies to some degree. But look at a Tom Brady or an Aaron Rodgers or even maybe not a Brett Favre, because he's the outlier and all this. But if you look at those guys, they took really, really good care of their bodies, and they had good offensive lines for the most part.
What do you think about a separate
longevity,
a separate salary cap for quarterbacks as to, you know, the rest of the team?
So, I don't know. I feel like that's above my pay grade. But
it's a great answer.
Like, I mean, that's like monopoly money to me. Mm. Yeah, you know what? Go ahead, put a salary cap on it. But guess what? The Cowboys and the guys with all the money, insert your favorite villain, they're still going to find a way to pay those guys a gajillion dollars.
And
it might not be that they make $20 million in a game or whatever. They're going to add bonuses to their contract, or they're going to say, hey, if you take us to the Super Bowl in 2025, we're going to pay you back with a condo in Destin, Florida for the rest of your life, but you can't get it till 2028 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be under the table. Like, and, you know,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I know what you're saying.
It happens.
But I know it. You're absolutely, it does it. And what I think is interesting now about that, especially regarding college football, is that it's all above board now. Now it's all, everybody knows about these things. I think it's healthier for the sport, actually, in that regard. And always appreciate our callers. Great conversation. Thanks for joining us on Playmakers.
All right. Talk to you later.
Yeah, thank you. Keep the calls coming, everybody. 715-424-2600, 424-2600. We'll take our first time out of the show. We'll come back feeling refreshed, take some more calls, and we'll talk a little bit more about the WIA and some of the decisions they've made, along with plenty of other conversation we can have. Whatever you want to talk about, it's your show, everybody. It's Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing here at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone, to WFHR's Playmakers. Here to take your phone call, 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. Nobody made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, everybody. Call up. If you're listening on the Civic Media app, thank you for downloading the app. Just a touch or two away. Got our stat of the show, just a touch or two away. But I did want to wrap up the conversation about the board's decision, the WIAA's annual meeting and their decisions today. Mentioned the spectators being ejected, requiring free online sportsmanship class, serving one game. I rambled and got on my soapbox about some other stuff. The rest of the notes that from the meeting, a state team tournament in girls wrestling will begin in 26-27 season. congratulations on that one. That is pretty cool. It's great to hear. And the WIAA will recognize a girls' team champion and runner-up beginning in 24-25 based on the state individual results until the girls' team state tournament is in developed and beginning again the following season. It's a great progression and great to see. I can ramble about representation. I can ramble about women's athletics and a lot of that, and it's all true. But I do think that the one of the things that needs to be recognized with this, too, is the economic impact this makes. Wrestling is big in this state. People love wrestling. I went to a high school that was very good at it and highlighted it quite often over at Lincoln High School. Do you think that just men care or play or enjoy wrestling? I will continue to come back to this because I think that the majority of us feel, hey, men, women, everybody should get to play sports. Hey, women's athletics, pretty exciting. Looks pretty cool. I'm going to watch. You know, just on a basic level, especially as sports fans. I mean, let's be honest. Most of us are love sports so much. We will watch, and we're not even really paying attention. If it's man or woman, whatever they are, we're just looking at the score and freaking out if our team is winning or losing. Especially if you watch me watching a Chicago Sky game, that's the reaction. It's no different than watching a Chicago Bull game. With something like this, especially on the high school level, you are creating more opportunities for economic impact. These tournaments are going to have games. These games are going to have concessions. They're going to have fans. People are going to be driving to these. They're going to be coming from out of town to come to these games. These matches, I should say. More sports. I get that not everybody loves sports. I get that a lot of people out there may not care about it. I would ask why you're listening to this show in particular, but that's I appreciate you listening. Thank you. But nobody, whether you like sports or not, can deny the economic impact sports has on every level. Whether we're talking on high school level and, hey, let's create more, you know, sports here. We've got boys wrestling. Let's have girls wrestling. Let's create more opportunities, obviously, for these kids, for the opportunities for them. Just like with when we had a rise of women, female hockey teams and girls hockey teams. It's the same type of thing. But now, in 2024 and going forward, the economic impact is so much bigger. It doesn't take a search engine to tell you that women's athletics is one of the greater things you can invest in right now. So on any level, doing something like this goes so much farther than I think we can really know even right now in real time. Because it's going to have an impact. It's going to do some good. And again, the revenue that it creates. That's pretty darn cool. So it's a win-win, really, for everybody. And I look forward to seeing how this develops. So good decisions by the WIAA in this regard. And regarding the shot clock, I'd still like to get your thoughts on that one, if you have any. Got our stat of the shows I want to get to. And in order to get to that, I have to, of course, mention and send a shout-out to the Florida Panthers, your 2024 Stanley Cup champions. My God, what a great Game 7. What an amazing Game 7. Just incredible. Everything you could ask for. Coming down to the last seconds. Seeing this mad scramble that happens. I was talking to my dad afterwards, and you can go two periods. Not a lot, a whole lot happening, and one team maybe not just seeming sluggish or not having much. You get into the end. And these guys find energy and do things that they didn't even know they were capable of. And Edmonton almost made sports immortality. Came very close. Which I think means, in many regards, you're going to see Edmonton making a real push and getting far in the playoffs next year, if hockey history tells us anything. Like last year, the Florida Panthers were in the Stanley Cup Finals and lost to Las Vegas. Here they won. I do have to let you guys look behind the curtain for a second, because I went into this series kind of wanting to see Edmonton win because Canada hasn't won a cup in a long time. I'm not really feeling very strongly about that, but I also have a lot of friends that are Florida Panther fans in the Miami area down there. And, it'd be cool to see them win. And as the series, the puck dropped, I immediately changed. Maybe it's the Olympics. Maybe it's just the homer in me. But I immediately was like, wait a minute, no. I don't know. Canada can have that cup. That's our cup now. That Stanley Cup belongs to us. That's ours. How dare you, Canada? No, that's ours. So I wanted Florida to win. And they go up 3-0. Then they go down. It's a 6-6 tie. And momentum is such a gigantic thing in sports. But one note about this that was interesting. The New York Rangers have talked about this. Mark Messier has talked about this. A while back, they started in hockey giving these teams an extra day off before Game 7. I believe since the Rangers won, and that's been over, I believe 20 years. And that extra day, it heals these guys up. It gives them a little more energy, a little more time off, a little more time with family, and a little more time to think, and a little more time for that momentum to slowly slow down. And I really feel like that was a gigantic shift with that happening before the puck even dropped. A couple of interesting stats from the series. Florida was outscored 19-7 in the final four games and won the Stanley Cup final 2-1 in Game 7. Which, by the way, no other game in the series was down to one goal. And I believe I heard Steve Levy say no Game 7 has come down to one goal in years or something along those lines. Alexander Barkov, you're the captain for the Florida Panthers. Amazing athlete. Great two-way player. Amazing player. Barkov is the first captain to win a Stanley Cup without getting in a fight. Yeah, that's a fun stat. I like that. That's an interesting stat. I'm going to thank Mike Ryan at the Dan Lipitard Show for that. That's a great stat. I want to shift gears, of course, from the pond to the field and talk a little baseball with y'all. So I've got another stat for you to segue us into that. Love a good transition. This comes to us from Bob Ryan, one of the legendary sports writers in America. Warren Spahn won 363 games and 20 games 13 times in his career. But, as Bob notes, one of his favorite tidbits, is that he hit at least one home run for 17 consecutive seasons. 17 consecutive seasons, hit at least one homer. You can count on Warren to at least give you one. And probably a win in 9 innings. It's incredible. It's an incredible stat. Pretty incredible what we have been seeing your Milwaukee Brewers do this season. Had an interesting signing recently. Or trade, I should say. I'll touch on that in a second. But for those that didn't hear, your Brewers victorious today. 6-5 victory over the Texas Rangers. Rangers starting to figure some things out, starting to get some guys healthy, but also still trying to figure some things out. This was definitely not a pitcher's duel. Both teams with double-digit hits. And Rangers with a really nice fourth inning, but after already a strong third inning from the Brewers. There's been a lot of talk about the Brewers and what they've been doing with this team and not really having necessarily a superstar or some of those things that you see in other teams or the payroll that a lot of teams do. Yet the Brewers, 48-33 on the season, in first place in the NL Central, believe almost 7 games up over the hated Cardinals, unless you were listening to this in St. Louis, which we say thank you for listening. And I think that you could probably fill a lot of time, on your sports show talking about Pat Murphy and, what he has kind of talked about with the team and them not being him saying that the team just isn't a great team. And some of those comments, or maybe, you know, what this team has been able to accomplish without Craig Counsell. And, is Counsell a great manager? Was it the team? Blah, blah, blah. What is your favorite storyline going on right now with the Milwaukee Brewers? We got a long summer. We got a long season. It's silly to make proclamations or this is this or this is that about this team. I'm curious what your favorite storylines are about the Brewers so far this year. And going forward, I'd love to hear that part too. 715-424-2600. I think for me, as much as I love Pat Murphy, I'm a huge fan. Big fan of it. We got some actually really, I think, some interesting and fun managers in baseball right now, sneakily. After going quite a while with a lot of boring or a lot of just, you know, not really knowing who's coaching. I do think we've got some really fun and young and interesting coaches out there. And a couple that are probably going to move in Schumacher in Florida and some of that. But for you, what is it? Because I think that if you're just talking about the players or the stats, the games themselves, I love seeing these young players getting these opportunities and shining. I'm a big fan of Bryce Terang, of Joey Ortiz. I like seeing these guys out there. Jackson's doing nice. It's great to see these veterans helping. It's great to see them working together. I love how connected this team seems to be with each other. You can pick up a lot of things in a baseball season, not even paying attention to what's going on in the field. Looking in the dugout, seeing how these guys are interacting. How are they talking with coach? How are they handling themselves when they're down 5-0 in the third inning or when they're up 5-0 in the third inning? Everything I'm seeing from this team is, quite bluntly, what I would like to see out of my team, out of my White Sox. Because I'm very honest with you guys. Brewers, I live vicariously through all you Brewer fans and when it comes to baseball. My kids are all Brewer fans. My brother is a Brewer fan. I got nothing, unless they're playing the Sox, don't really have anything but love for the Brewers. And I will say some of my favorite times watching baseball have been at the new park. It's a great park. But I also don't want to lie to you guys and act like I'm a gigantic fan when I'm not. We're always real with each other, right? That's especially about here on this show. So I would be ecstatic if I was a Brewer fan right now. But what is making you ecstatic? What is it about this team? Is it simply just that they're in first place? Is it just that you're better than the Cubs and they're in last place and the whole Craig Counsell thing? And that does bring up something else that I really wanted to get into with you about sports. I'm really curious about this part. What kind of fan are you? Are you the kind of fan that takes more enjoyment in your rival losing than your team winning? Or do you even care? We talk about revenge a lot or talk about getting back at things in society a bit. And what do you hear, especially in relationships? What is the greatest revenge? Everybody go ahead at the same time now. Moving on. Yes, yes, letting it go. But in sports, man, a guy plays two games for your team, goes and signs with the rival, and he is the worst person in human history. How dare he do this? How dare he treat this sport like it's a business? Oh, yeah. I'm curious. I'm curious what you guys think about this. If you are that type of fan, or are you... To me, I have to be honest. I don't care what my rivals do. I pay attention because of the standings. I pay attention because I'm going to play them in the next week or something like that. But I have, alongside my papa, rooted for the Packers in the Super Bowls because that's our team. If Detroit had made it to the Super Bowl, I would have rooted for them because that's our division. Not our team. That's our division. I'm sorry. Our team is blah, 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 the Bears. Nobody cares. but that's what we did. That was loyalty. That's what it meant to my papa, and that's what I was raised with. You stick with your division. You fight for your division. Yeah, they're your hated rival. But in that situation, Do you want the Super Bowl to go to an AFC team? Come on, get out of here. Nah. So I'm that's the way I was raised with sports. I don't take enjoyment when the Packers lose in the Super Bowl. I didn't enjoy that. I didn't enjoy seeing my friends upset, even though they love seeing me upset sometimes, because these are the kind of fans some of them are. Where they've answered this for me, and they've told me straight up they would rather see their rival lose than their team win. And I'm not judging. To each their own. This is your thing. You know, how you take in sports is how you take in sports. But I am kind of curious how many people out there are like that, or how many people are kind of, it is what it is. Very curious. Call up, join the conversation. Still wondering thoughts on the QB cap as well. What'd you think of that? Let's talk a little Rafters. Did want to mention a programming note here regarding your Rafters and the presidential debate tomorrow. WFHR will take the Rafters and then rejoin network programming after, which I believe should be Native Roots. So WFHR will not be covering won't be playing the presidential election tomorrow. The presidential election, the presidential debate. Oh, I love the idea of somebody freaking out. Wait a minute, I got to vote tomorrow? What happened? Where did all those months in between go? Although it would be nice to not have to deal with those commercials. All those, you know, commercials, those TV, you know, political ads and everything. It'd be nice to avoid that, but I digress. The first presidential debate will be taking place tomorrow. Encourage you to, on your Civic Media app, go ahead and pick one of our other stations that is going to be covering it and playing it. We will certainly have coverage of it and mention it and talk about it in our news. But we'll be playing Rafter baseball. And speaking of your Rafters, looking to get back in that win column. In Green Bay tonight, going to be our pregame will kick off about 20 minutes after we're off the air here. With playmakers. 6:20 start time. Rafters in Green Bay. I keep wanting to say taking on the Booyah, but they're taking on the Rockers. Ugh. We got to get somebody from the Green Bay organization, or maybe even just the fans of the Green Bay. Which would you rather have, Rockers or Booyah? Because I think Booyah is one of the better names I've heard. Thursday, as I mentioned, we will not be carrying the presidential debate, but we will have your Rafters at home taking on the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders in a first of four. Yeah, you don't see this very often. Rafters taking on the Dock Spiders. The Dock Spiders for the next couple of days. 6:20 start time on Thursday at Winterfield. Friday up to Fond du Lac, 6:20 start time for that. They're going to stay in Fond du Lac for that Saturday game at 6:20. Then a quick turnaround, hoping for not too late of a game, so they can get back into Rapids here and have it their start time at 12:50, where we will host Fond du Lac. Going to be an interesting series, especially at this point in the season. What these guys are playing for, what they're hoping for, and certainly looking at the, you're getting to a point in the Northwoods League season where I don't know if you can get that for that number one spot, and therefore I don't know if you can guarantee a playoff spot. So now you're looking at the second half where, look, it's all hands on deck. We got to win. We got to win, baby, and get in the depth and get that playoff spot. So what kind of momentum will they be taking? Oh, there's that word again. Into the second half. Cheer on your Rafters. Get to the ballpark whenever you can. Show them what home field advantage is. Get your tickets at northwoodsleague.com. Or be listening to any of our programs, basically, because we're giving away Rafter tickets in almost every show. We're going to do that for a while here, everybody. We're going to make sure to get these tickets in your hands. I got a bunch of them here. I want you to have them. We'll be giving you opportunities to win them. But, of course, keep in mind, you can't make it to the ballpark Every hit, every pitch, every win of Rafter Baseball right here at WFHR, right where it belongs. Let's go ahead and take our final time out of the show and come back with a winner. Call up and join the conversation. You can win 4 Rafter tickets right now. 715-424-2600. 715-424-2600. Give me your favorite baseball player. Just your favorite baseball player. This is not difficult. You should be able to answer this question. Call up, join the conversation, get these tickets, get yourself over to Winterfield, and cheer on your Rafters all season long. We'll be back with more Playmakers, proudly brought to you by Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. Welcome back to WFHR's Playmakers here. We are in this fine afternoon on this June 26th. Hope you're having a good afternoon, everybody. We're going to take it right to the top of the hour. Keep in mind, Rafter Baseball at 6:20. Rafters in Green Bay taking on the Rockers. Win this game. Win this game, Rafters. Just win, baby. Get out there. Win. We've got the phone lines open. Feel free to call up 715-424-2600. Love to hear from every one of you. Just a couple of notes I wanted to get to before we wrap up. Did want to mention that the Brewers signing Dallas Keuchel. I thought that was an interesting signing. Certainly, long after his prime. But a veteran pitcher with a lot of good experience, especially playoff experience. And as any good manager, anybody, any fan of baseball will tell you, you need that on a team. You can have a team that maybe doesn't have a lot of young talent or a good young superstar. You can have teams like that, but almost no team wins without some veteran influence or some veteran leadership out there. It goes so much farther than I think we can put into words. So for a pitching staff that has been a mash unit and been just so banged up, not just from injuries, but from losing, the heart of that lineup or the bullpen, not the bullpen. Well, in the bullpen in Devin Williams, yes. But I mean more so that two-headed monster of Burns and Woodruff that you've come to count on for so many years. Not having that, having a Freddy Peralta, who is a great pitcher, and any team would love to have him. I don't believe anybody is looking at Freddy as a number one, your ace. That is not a shot at Freddy Peralta by any means. That man has done amazing stuff on the diamond. And again, every team in MLB would love to have him. But you bring in a Dallas Keuchel, and he, again, not going to be your ace, but a vet. Guy with some, I believe, a ring and a lot of good experience. So, it could be an interesting signing. He's going to be starting tomorrow. We'll find out right away how he's doing. And I did want to mention with the Rafters, that Thursday game hosting Fond du Lac. Not only will we have the Dock Spiders in town, but we're going to have a lot of furry friends in town at the Winterfield. Current Technologies presents Bark in the Park Night. Bring your four-legged companion to Winterfield for a one night only. There will be a dog parade early in the game. Dog parade is just... I can't say that with a straight face. I love a dog parade. It's awesome. Dogs have no idea what these humans are doing, but they love it. They enjoy it. Dog parade early in the game, so be ready to show off your furry friend. Just as fun is Mid-State Free Tuition Thursday. Top of the third inning, one lucky Mid-State student has a chance to win free tuition. We have been fortunate to get to talk to some of those students, and it is life-changing, game-changing. It's really cool to be able to see in real time and see it happen. Keep in mind, Budweiser's Thursday, 2-for-1. Any draft, tap beer. That's going to be fun. And then this Sunday, Free Family Day, featuring various children TV characters. Show up with at least one adult and one child, and you can receive free tickets. They'll also have pregame kids play and catch with the Rafter players on the field. And the ice cream and a mini helmet. I got to get one of those mini helmets. I got to get one of those. Did anybody else try to collect those when they were a kid? I love those. I thought they were great. Again, get your tickets and find out more about the Rafters at northwoodsleague.com. Northwoodsleague.com. Let's go ahead and touch on something else here, because I really want to talk about the NBA draft, but I'm guessing that nobody else wants me to talk about the NBA draft. So have you heard about Texas baseball's new head coach? For those that didn't hear, and for those that don't know, that don't pay attention to college baseball, Grant, I don't think that that's a gigantic audience, especially here in Wisconsin, being honest. But boy, is it big in the South. And Texas baseball is very, very big, like any sport in Texas. I don't believe that if they had water polo at Texas University, that would be, they'd lose their minds over that. They love their sports in Texas. More power to them. David Pierce was fired after 8 seasons, in part because he did not win a national championship. That's how heavy they take their baseball. They picked up a good coach, by all rights, from everything that we can tell. A coach that was just in the College World Series with Texas A&M in Jim Schlossnagel. And if you did not hear, after Texas A&M was eliminated from the lost the College World Series, a reporter asked Coach Schlossnagel, I'm going to say that name as much as I can, if he, you know, there were rumors about him taking this Texas job. Texas A&M, a guy going from Texas A&M to Texas or vice versa, that's huge. That is what we just saw with Craig Counsell going from the Brewers to the Cubs on a very, very, very civil war kind of level without trying to minimize war or anything like that. I don't like comparing sports and war and anything. I try not to do that. But for lack of a better comp, and it's the way they take it in Texas, man. That's the way they love their sports. So, we have this happen a lot in sports. Again, just had it happen here in the States, or here in Wisconsin and Illinois, with Coach Counsell, Manager Counsell. But the problem is that at the end of this loss, a reporter asks Coach Manager Schlossnagel, about these rumors about him taking the Texas job, and he loses his mind. And, you know, calls out the reporter, calls him selfish. And, oh, the word selfish. Oh, because, again, if you have not heard, Mr. Schlossnagel was just introduced as Texas baseball coach. So he took the job that the reporter was asking him about, that this guy chewed out the reporter for asking and calling him selfish for. Now, he has apologized to the reporter in a very, I think, pretty blunt kind of response, saying, hey, he asked a question. It was an obvious question. I wish I could have answered that better. But in the moment, all 30 minutes after the last pitch, all I could think about was our players. And I really wasn't in the mood to talk about myself for the future. I don't believe that. I don't. If you were thinking about your players, you would probably stay at Texas A&M. Because it's not just those players, but what about the ones that you have been trying to recruit for the last 2-3 years? And I bring this up in part because we have so many reminders of the importance of NIL. And in the importance of these players being able to, you hate the transfer portal, you don't like it, I get it. But why should they have it any differently than these coaches? Why should it's been reverse for so dang long? I mean, it's just it's the fairness in sports to allow this. Boy, if only we had another day to talk about. Oh, we do. That's right. We'll be here Friday, everybody. We'll get you ready for the weekend on Playmakers. 5 to 6 this Friday. And remember, spread the word. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We are here with you from 5 to 6. Tomorrow in this time slot from 5 to 6, you'll have Seth Facing the Music. Enjoy. Have some fun with that one. We'll be back 8 in the morning with the morning show here at WFHR. Looking forward to that. Be good to each other. We'll talk to you next week right here. Oh, no, this Friday. See? I got to get used to it too. And at WFHR.